Welcome back to Kylie Says. Today we're going to be diving into a topic in human design that is frankly incredibly difficult to understand, and I'm going to try to summarize it in the best way that I can. I was excited to do an episode on this in particular because I'm currently pulling together a human design profile for a client, and in the process of pulling together their profile, I started digging into definition a bit more. And I feel like it's not talked about as much as it probably should be because it is such a, pun intended, defining factor of your chart. And there are so many synchronicities between what your definition in human design is and then how you show up in the world in terms of your relationships, in terms of how you make decisions, how your strategy and authority can be impacted, how the energetic flow moves throughout your body, and how you, in turn, then move throughout the world. So today, we are going to be talking about human design definition, whether you have a single, split, triple, quadruple definition, what that means, how to take advantage of it, how to use it, and then where do you go from there once you figure out what your human design definition is. Stay tuned. I'll let you know. Who's ready for season two? Okay, I'm so excited to talk to you all about definition because definition in human design really tells you how you process information and then how your energy moves throughout your body graph. And it will tell you things like if you're more independent or dependent on others and then how you might work within a team or within a relationship. And that's why I think human design is so important when it comes to things like familial dynamics or work dynamics, working within your team. Imagine how impactful it might be if you had the insight into every single one of your team members and how their body graphs had energy flowing throughout them and what their definitions were, so that you could actually have an idea of, oh, it takes this person a little bit more time to process things because they have a split definition, so they don't have this flow of energy moving so seamlessly through their body like someone with a single definition might. So there are five different types of definition in human design, and that's similar to the five different energy profiles or the energy types. So there's single definition, split definition, triple split, quadruple split, and no definition. And you will only have no definition if you are reflector because you will have no centers that are defined. So therefore, you have no definition. I have a single definition in my chart, and around 41% of the population has a single definition. And you'll see when you pull up your body graph, if you have a single definition, split definition, triple, quadruple, etc. And definition is one of the more basic layers of human design, and you'll find that immediately when you pull up your chart. But I don't always feel like there is a good explanation of what your definition truly means and then how you can utilize that information in positive ways to help you make more informed decisions and work with others, etc. So single definition simply means that all of the defined centers, so the shapes and the channels, so those lines around the shapes in human design, are connected, meaning that you have a continuous flow of energy throughout your chart from top to bottom. And when you have a single definition, this means that you may be more naturally independent than others. So you may often even feel like other people might be getting in the way of your flow, getting in the way of how you're meant to make decisions. You don't necessarily need anyone else to kind of make you feel whole or complete because everything within you is already connected and totally in flow. If you think about this more from an information processing perspective, you can likely process information pretty quickly because you have this flow of, okay, incoming information, I can then go through the body chart, make a decision, and come out with some sort of an outcome. If you were a kid, as a child, someone who has single definition, they might be the ones that are kind of playing by themselves and doing their own thing and don't really need someone to validate if they want to be should we play with blocks? Should we do this? Like, what do you want to do? How should we play with this? Because they already kind of know what they want to do. And when it comes to relationships, you may not be someone who is wholly dependent on the other person to make yourself feel whole unless you're living out of alignment or you've been conditioned to feel like you need validation from other people. So Ra Ruhu said, if you're single definition and you enter into a relationship, the relationship isn't giving you any sense of wholeness. I don't need anybody. So if you are a single definition and you have some sort of a compromise or whatever, just know that you will do better trusting your strategy and authority. So single definitions may also find that they need their own space. They need their own lives. They need their own passions. They need something to fulfill them outside of their partner or their friends or their families. So if you do have a single definition of your chart, it's best to find something that truly lights you up. So you obviously may love your partner and love intimacy and etc., but you also may be good being by yourself. So if you have a single definition, then you may like to do things by yourself and you may prefer to be on your own and make decisions on your own without necessarily needing to talk it out with someone else. So a single definition person may not need to say, I want to run this idea by the four people in my life that I'm closest to get their takes, because at the end of the day, their take may end up just making you angry or frustrating you, because you know deep down in your gut what the decision that you want to make is. And you might not like having a coach or a therapist, because no matter what someone else might be telling you, deep down you already know what the answer is. You already know how to make informed decisions. And I personally have found that to be the case for myself when I've met with therapists or psychologists, psychiatrists. For the most part, I feel like I'm going into those sessions and not necessarily finding a ton of value out of them, because I feel like based on the questions, I know exactly how to answer them to get the desired outcome that I want from them, which I realize is potentially a bit manipulative, but I think that's something that is important for single definition human design people to keep in mind. So instead of having someone ask you, or instead of working through, like, let's reflect on this together, you might like to do that more through journaling. You might like to do that through going on a walk, through exercising, and having time to process information by yourself rather than having someone kind of interrupt what the process might look like for you to truly digest information and digest situations that have happened to you. So it's important to know that when you do have a single definition, everything in your chart's already connected. You already have this flow from one place to the next, and interrupting that flow may not necessarily be the best. One thing that I think is interesting as well is that when you are in new situations, so let's say like you're traveling, for instance, you might be okay traveling alone because it might overwhelm you to feel like you have to wait for other people, or you don't want to have to depend on someone. I actually really like traveling by myself. And that's something that I only realized recently, because I like to be able to do the things that I want to do on the timelines that I want to do them. I know exactly how to create a travel day for myself that will leave me feeling less anxious, more aligned, well rested, etc., and not having to then, okay, well, what does this person want to do? Should I ask them if they want to eat this? I always almost feel like I need time to recharge when I'm traveling with other people, because I have to go with the flow of what someone else is dictating for me. And that might not necessarily be the best way for you to travel, because it'll make you feel a little bit more exhausted. If you know that you have single definition in your chart, you will be more innately independent, meaning that you might need to then set some boundaries about, hey, I know that we're going to be traveling together, but like, I just want to kind of protect my inner peace and protect some of the independence that I really need to travel and not be anxious and not feel like I am on someone else's schedule, because everything in regards to traveling is getting there on time, getting there, you know, boarding when people tell you, sitting in the seat that you're assigned to, etc. So it's important to then at least just be mindful that you may want to set expectations with others in regards to the fact that you are a single definition in your chart, and that means that you may like to make decisions or do things a little bit differently than others, which is totally okay. So just think that through. That is a little bit more information on single definition. Now we'll move into split definition. I'll try my best to make this make sense, but when you have a split definition, there are two or more areas in your chart. So the groups or the centers, so you can think about those as the main primary shapes that are defined in your chart, but they are not connected to each other. So there is no channel that connects one defined center to the next defined center. And that then creates this dynamic or internal relationship, as you need to somehow bridge the gap between those separate areas of your design to make decisions and to move forward. So the difference between single and split is that split, they have those two separate circuits. And again, so single definition is about 41% of the population, and split is about 46% of the population. And there are two subcategories to split definition. There are small and large. And one thing to keep in mind about that is that a small split is a split of just one missing gate. So let's say that you have one gate going from that only travels about halfway up to the other gate where you do have a defined center. A large split would be you have a full channel that would need to be defined in order for that circuit or that defined center to be lit up. So that would mean that you have absolutely no color in that line going from one center to the next. And that you might end up feeling fulfilled if you find someone who has the channel that you are looking, or that you are lacking rather, lit up in their chart, because they will fulfill that need for you that you do not have in your own human design chart. And people that have a split definition will process information differently than those with a single definition. So single definition are a lot more independent in their decision making. They don't need to talk things out. People with split definition, actually do better processing information or their own energy with another person. So this might be having a conversation or just having someone around you to at least be some sort of an energetic force in helping you make some sort of a call. And so if you do have this split definition, you might need to call someone and talk things out with someone to either get something done or to figure out what your next move might be. And another way to do this, if you don't feel like, okay, I don't know even who I would call if I wanted to talk something out, put yourself in a place. So the best way that you can kind of bridge your split is go to a coffee shop, go to a restaurant, go if you're sitting on the train and you're trying to process something. And if you do that and you are around people that have different centers lit up and that have different channels and gates lit up that you may not have, you may be able to actually create and get done what you need to do because you are simply around the energy of other people that have those pathways defined within their chart. This may also feel like something is missing, or that you have this inconsistency in energy or in making decisions. And so if you have this split definition, you might do better in some sort of a partnership because you'll know what's missing for you. So if you feel that and you're aware of that, you have the ability then to find that in someone else. And this does not mean that you have to be wholly dependent on anyone else by any means, but it may just mean that in order for you to make better decisions or in order for you to feel complete, you can take a look at your human design chart and someone else's and then say, oh, it's hard for me to make decisions, let's say, or I have a hard time understanding if this is my idea or someone else's because I do not have any sort of gate to my Ashna center, but my partner does. So again, there's two different types of split, which can be a little bit confusing. There's that small definition person, if you just have one piece of a channel missing. And if the whole channel is missing, you are a large definition person. So a small split definition individual might have a little bit clearer sense of self and maybe more of an awareness of what their purpose might be. And someone with a small split may more easily like blame themselves if you feel like something's not really in alignment. People with a larger split may blame other people because, so like the government or family, rather than becoming more aware of their own shortcomings. And that also means that someone with a larger split definition might not have that true sense of self, that true sense of purpose, and they're looking for external, they're looking externally. So characteristics of someone that might have a split. And again, this, if you're a child with, or you have a child who has a split definition, it might be that they're following the other kids around because they're looking for their purpose. They're trying to figure out, what am I missing here? What am I not understanding? Why do I not have the authority to help make decisions in this way? Who am I supposed to look to help me make those decisions? So that can be a clear indicator, because children, again, are so ingrained and already in tune to how their own energy moves in the groups of others. So characteristics of a person or a child that has a split definition can include feeling like a pull towards a hobby or an external experience that will help you feel grounded in any way, shape, or form. You might process things slower. So that could be a particular subject. It could be decision-making, etc. So allow yourself or your child a little bit more time to figure out what decision makes the most sense for them. You might be drawn to people whose charts have definition in areas that you don't. So if you're a reflector, for instance, you might be drawn to generators who have more defined or a defined motor center in the sacral center. And you may find that you need to talk things out with other people when you're feeling like you're not in alignment. You need to brainstorm. You may love the exchange of information so that you can take on some of what others are feeling and able to so clearly make decisions with, and then move forward. So I think that is just important to keep in mind, because getting awareness into your split can be incredibly empowering. So that, I just think that that's important, that if you feel like someone is your other half, that may be because they truly are. Maybe they actually have some sort of channels or centers or gates lit up in their chart that are not active in yours in the way that has or allows you this way of making decisions and having this true energetic flow throughout your body. Okay, moving on. Triple and quadruple split definition. So a person that has a triple or a quadruple split has three or four centers that are defined within their body graph chart, but it creates multiple splits in their energy. So this type of person could be someone who has a lot of potential, but maybe they lack self-awareness and they have a hard time being truly effective in what they're doing or productive. And they might be an incredibly like dynamic person, but complex in nature. And the issue for this person is not necessarily about finding the right partner who has more of a seamless flow of energy throughout their own body graph. It's more that they don't totally know what to do because their body graph is at odds with the rest of them. So their head may be telling them one thing, and their gut may be telling them something else, and their heart is telling them another thing. And there's this pressure that is almost like acting up inside of their body or inside of their energy that can then get a little bit intense because they're not sure what to listen to or what to follow. It's like if you ask one person the same question and you get three or four different responses from everyone you asked, you'll become conflicted and feel overwhelmed. That's what it feels like when you have a triple or quadruple split definition. This can manifest as having a difficult time making decisions or like lacking a true sense of self and purpose. I have a single definition, but I still feel like I act sometimes like I have a triple or quadruple split definition because I was so conditioned to listen to outside influences or get worth and value from outside influences. And I still at times lack that clear sense of self and purpose. And that is quite reflective of triple and quadruple split definitions. You also may have a hard time setting boundaries and feeling like you know who you are. You might feel like, I'm lost in the world. What is my purpose? Who am I? You might feel like you have no direction. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to rely on. And you might also become a little bit more emotionally dependent on others, and you might be adaptable like a chameleon in relationships or in work, again, setting boundaries, not knowing what to say yes to, what to say no to. You may be someone who actually does benefit from mentorship or coaching and having that more aligned path on, let me ask you a question and help inform what I think is best for you based on your responsiveness, and then how they can be guided in the right direction and feel like, okay, I now have someone to listen to who's helping me fill in the gaps that my human design profile has created for me. So this person with a triple or quadruple split would actually do really well in a diverse set of environments where they are able to interact with a number of different sets of people. They have this ability to feel alive. Oh my gosh, there are so many different people around me. I can, you know, I can bounce ideas off of people. I can brainstorm with others. I can, you know, rely on others that have more of a single definition and know exactly what they want to do to learn from them and grow from them. And when you are seen in that way, when you have a triple or a quadruple split, you might find that when you are giving the opportunity to be mentored or someone to actually coach you, that you'll then feel this sense of ownership. Okay, I know exactly what I'm talking about. So it's important to know that you don't need to figure everything out on your own. If you're a triple or a quadruple split, get guidance in the areas that you feel like, I don't know where to make a decision. I'm so confused about this part of my life. I don't know what my path should be. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, if you have this triple or quadruple split, you do not have the energetic flow and productivity that someone with a single definition in their chart has, being able to take in information and outside stimuli, then be able to make a decision based on that, act upon it, and feel in alignment with your chart. So that is incredibly important to keep in mind. What lights you up? First of all, first and foremost, that is something that any of the definitions should be able to find. But know that single definitions may not necessarily find value from coaching. Split definitions potentially might, if you have that large split. If you have a small split, you already likely have that sense of purpose and a better idea and sense of self. So now we move on to the last definition, which is no definition. And again, just like reflectors are rare, having no definition in your chart is also rare. So it's the exact same percentage of reflectors and no definition, which is about 1% of the population on Earth. This means that you have zero defined centers in your chart and that you're here to have the appetizer of life and sample and move through different types of energies and reflect them back as you go. So your aura is allowing you to have this, like, I want to call it almost like the Velcro quality. You can Velcro that one energy type on and see how it feels for you, and then undo that Velcro and move on to the next. And you can release energy easier than other types, but you need to learn how to do that. And if you're not in alignment with yourself, you can have the tendency to kind of make decisions a bit hastily. So you need to, a tip for you is like giving yourself time to process information, but also understanding that you're meant to be fluid. Think of yourself as like the water of the charts, where you can easily flow through one cup to another, from one stream to another. You may feel like you can more easily flow in one space than another if you are feeling good and supported and in alignment. And you're here to really help gain like wisdom as you're moving through these other energies and testing them out. And it's important for you, if you have no definition, to find which energy types that you're really feeling gravitated towards, or which partners you're feeling like you are gravitating towards, because there's definitely a reason. Those people likely make you feel really supported. They make you feel comfortable. They make you feel seen, and they allow you the space to kind of toy with their energy and not feel judged or overwhelmed by the excitement or experimentation that you may feel in their presence and wanting to kind of experiment with what their energy might feel like for you. And again, knowing your definition then gives you an opportunity to kind of understand like what feels natural to me. What is my blueprint telling me to do? What are the strengths that I have? What are the areas where I might need to put a little bit more effort in? I might know that I have this block of energy. It's going to take me a little bit longer to make decisions. I might need to have those brainstorms. So if I don't feel like I have the ability to make a strong decision on my own, who might I want to then talk to? Who might help me then figure out what my blueprint is? How do I then use the information about my energy and how my body graph is meant to flow? How I'm meant to then use my strategy and design to make decisions? So I think that just understanding the definitions in general in human design is going to be so, so impactful. And another way to think about this is, if you look at a human design body graph, and again, you'll have the shapes that are almost in an inverted triangle, and then you'll have the channels that form gates flowing through them. If you think about almost like a child toy, like ding, 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 each of them make their own sound. Each of them have their own purpose. They all talk to each other in one way or another when they have that intrinsic link from one to the next. Your definition is how your centers are talking to each other and helping you make decisions. And then the combination of what those centers and channels are will make up your energy type. And your definition is going to be that it's going to really basically be how you process and are taking in information. And then you'll have to remember that those defined centers are where you will have consistent energy or not. It's almost like what you're bringing to the table or what you're not. And then if you have definition, you need to pay attention to what that definition is. And if you don't have that definition, it means, okay, I'm fluid, I'm adaptable. I can gain insights from other people. I'm going to sample things around. And so if we were to again look at the percentage of definitions in human design, the most prevalent definition in human design is split, with about almost 46% of the population, followed by single definition, which is about almost 42% of the population. The next largest definition is triple definition, followed by no definition, and then actually quadruple split. So again, the single definition is when you have this ease and flow throughout your channels. Two gates are connecting. Your split is when you have these two defined areas, but you might be missing some sort of a channel or a gate to them. Three defined areas through a triple split is when you have these three channels or gates, but there's no bridge between them. And I think as you're deconstructing your own chart, it's just important to know that there is no right or wrong way to do or to process this information. But it is important to know that if you are not paying attention to your definition, that not self theme characteristic that goes with your energy type may manifest in new ways. You may become frustrated or angry or not feel like you are being successful, etc. Again, based on your own energy type. So don't feel like you have to succumb to anything based on your definition. It's only the biggest benefactor of understanding what your definition and your chart is that it'll help you understand like how the mechanics of your actual chart, you think of your chart as like this wheel, this cog, work together. How you can better make decisions. Be sensitive to what your chart is telling you and what your definition is telling you. There's so much to take into account when you are thinking about what does it mean? Like, what is my definition meant to tell me? So, again, I hope that this was impactful for you, and that you keep this in mind as you think about what your definition might mean for your relationships. Like, how do you become healthy? What is a healthy component to like looking into someone else's chart mean? So how are you more likely to find a flow? Like, I think that that's just really important. And I'm going to end here because it's really late and I'm starting to blabber and not make sense. But if you are interested in a human design reading because you want to know, like, what the heck is my definition? What do I need to know about this? What is this going to tell me? Go to my website. Go to goldenhourwithkylie.com or go to my Instagram, and you can go to my link tree and go there and then book a reading with me. If you find this podcast and you're interested, I will give you a 50% discount on your human design reading. I also can do up to 63 pages of information completely personalized about your human design. That will include everything you need to know about your incarnation cross, the lines in your profile, your not self theme, your strategy, your authority, tips and tricks to keep in mind. What environment is best suited for you, the centers in your chart that are lit up and what they mean, why they're important. If you have a motor center or not, and just more insight into what does this mean? What do I do with this information? What do I do from here? How do I better understand, like, what do I want to uncover from human design? What are some of the things? I'll also give you at the end this full insight into all of the different channels and the different gates so that you can take a look at your chart on your own time and see, oh my gosh, wow, I did not know that this channel meant this. That makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. So just something to keep in mind if you are interested at any point in time of understanding more about your own human design. I would feel so honored and humbled if you liked this episode or any other episodes, if you would go to the page and like, subscribe, stay tuned. We release new episodes every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, and on weeks when I am too tired, exhausted, or have not prepped in advance, you will not find an episode from me. This is a total passion project that I do on the side. I'm a mom. I work full-time in tech and corporate PR for some of the largest companies to date, and some incredible, amazing AI startups and cybersecurity companies, Series A to publicly traded, again, Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies. So this is a total side project that I do out of passion because I love human design and I love connecting through this platform. Thank you so much for stopping by, and I can't wait to see you next week on Kylie Says.